Vav Tammuz, 30th of June, Rabbi Eli Brunner explaining the Maimari book. You'll always say what?
Actually, the title is not 100% right. We're going to Yitz Hashem explain a few in them, but Maimari is certainly one of them. Dolvo be'itamar toiv, the Morgan of Rome, in Hilchas Tanis, Simon Tov Kuf Pei, Sif Koten Tes, brings down from the Sefer Tanya, and he writes, Bezer Loshen, Beyoim Shishi Leparshas Chukas, which is today, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Noagu Yechidim Lis'amas, it's called the Tanis Tzadikim. Private, special people have a minute to fast. Sheboisa HaYoim, on this day, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas, Nisifu Chov Dalet Kroinois Meleim Svoim. 24 wagon loads of Svoim were burnt, but so fast in France, in publicly. Voloi Kovu Oise Bemea Chodesh, this day wasn't fixed as the day of a month. Mibnei Shematur Shalas Chochem, one of the tzaddikim made the shala in his cholam, in his dream, and in his dream the tshuva came back. Noidaloi Sheyoim HaSefer Goyim Gezeiras HaTorah. That is the Yom HaSefer today, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas, that this fire, this public fire, took place. And in the Cholam it said, it continued to say, Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, V'hatargum Oymer Alzeh, Dor Gezeiros Oyreisa. So in those times they understood it was a Gezeiro, a Choyk, Mefeik Nishke Kashas. We don't know why, when, was. Comes along Reb Hillel Zerona, who was a Talmud. By the way, this happened in the year 1244. Rabbi Hillel Zerona, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, writes in one of his letters that this place where the Sforim were burnt was the exact same place where they burnt the Moir and Nevuchim from the Rambam approximately 100 years ago beforehand. They burnt the Moir and Nevuchim, the guy to the plex, because in those days they thought that the Cholil of the Rambam was a heretic, because there are things there which we don't understand, we still don't understand, and some say even the Sefer Mother, the first Chelek Rambam, was also burnt. And he writes there, this was a Oynish Midah Keneged Midah, because they weren't Machashev, they didn't give that cover to the Rambam, they burnt his Sforim, Min HaShemayim, they burnt these 24 wagon loads amongst the Sforim, also Sefer Torahs, which were publicly burnt. Now going over to the first mitzvah in the Seder of the Parah Adumah. Although the Torah writes this mitzvah here in Parshas Chukas, really this mitzvah was given long time ago on the Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan was erected, the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, Rashi brings down in the beginning of the Seder, from the Rabbi Shadashim, and he brings the Pasuk Shom Som Lechoyko Mishpat Vashom Nesol, that really the mitzvah Parah Adumah was one of 10 mitzvahs which were given at Morah. So the Ramban explains, how do we reconcile the two steerers? When Rashi says that the Parah Adumah was given at Morah, that means to say it was given there, says the Ramban, Kedeshi is Askuba, in order that they should learn about the mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah was taken given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the day that the Mishkan was erected, in the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But having said all this, we still need to understand, why did the Torah give us this mitzvah, Parah Adumah, back in Mishalach at Morah? Mimele the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, which was one of the 10 mitzvahs which were given at Morah, we can understand why that will have to be given in Morah long before the Aseret Sedibros, because those are two mitamunah. The Mekor of Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, Kishesh is Yom Emos Hashem, as Shemaim as Oz, V'yam Yishiv Yishov. Now none of us were around at the time to testify that the Rebbeinu Shloim made the world in 6 days. The whole thing boils down to Emunah. So now we can say, that'll explain why it was given there, as an Inyan for an Emunah. But why was it that the Parah Adumah should have been given then? Zoktem Yankel Kamenetsky, Zchoinem Rocha. The reason why the mitzvah Parah Adumah was given back in Mishalach before Matan Torah was because that was like a hachona, a preparation to Kabbalah Satorah. Because in the same way that we cannot understand the time for Por Aduma, it's known as a choik, it's an open mystery why it's Metameis HaTohoin and Metameis HaTmeim, in the same way the rest of the whole Torah is also a choik. Notwithstanding that the Rishonim do try to find Tamei HaMitzvahs, but nevertheless, we still have to keep the mitzvahs because that is the Rotzon Hashem. Because, says Rabbi Yaakov, Shekol HaToyer, he beged a choik u'mishpot. In fact, the Orach Chaim HaKodesh says the same verse, a similar verse as Rabbi Yaakov. Because he asks the Kasher, why does the Pasuk start off and say, Zois Chukas HaToyer? The Pasuk should have said, Zois Chukas HaPorah. As we find by Pesach Sheni, the Pesach doesn't say Zois Chukas HaTorah, it says Zois Chukas HaPesach. Zokt Orach Chaim HaKodesh, even though we think we understand the Tamei HaMitzvahs, but at the end of the day, all the mitzvahs are chukim, and we must keep the Torah mitzvahs because it's Rotzon Hashem. Similar to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz adds on, by all means, we should investigate the Tamei HaMitzvahs, like the Chinuch does with all the Tarayag mitzvahs. At the end of each mitzvah, after explaining the mitzvah, he writes Mishosh HaMitzvah, the Tamei HaMitzvah, he goes to the source, to the Makor of the mitzvah. But still, we have to realize that we're doing the mitzvahs only because that's the Rotzon Hashem. Because if we were to think for one moment, if we would have a Havamina, that we understand the Tamei HaMitzvahs, even according to the Tamim, the Rishonim do give us, then the Metzava is no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it becomes our own Seichel, our own reasoning. And therefore we're only keeping mitzvahs because it makes sense to us. So a person can turn around and says, well, this mitzvah makes no sense to me, and I'll just abandon it. I won't keep it. Elamai, that can't be the pshat. It must be, we have to say that all mitzvahs are chukim and mishpotim. Until Mashiach will come b'mehayev yomenu, and Eliyahu Novi will be megala, all the pnimius of the Torah. And that's why a lot of people have got the minig, especially the chassidim, bless them, before they do a mitzvah, they say, they add in a little clause, and they say, hinani muchan muzum nakayim mitzvah saseh shetzivani aboira. They've stressed the point, shetzivani aboira, even though we don't understand the mitzvahs behind it, but at the end of the day, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's asking me to do the mitzvahs. After the parsha of the Por Aduma, the Torah tells us about Misas Miriam. And Rashi asks the Kasha, Lo manismuch ha-Parshas Miriam le-Parshas Por Aduma. Why does the Torah juxtaposition the Parsha of Mises that Miriam was Nifta to the Por Aduma? After all, we said the Parsha, the Por Aduma was given back in Mor. And Miriam was Nifta here. Zokt Rashi, Loi malach, ma kabonus. Mechapim, just as Kabonas HaMechapah, atone for our sins, Af Mises Tzadikim Mechapers. When a Tzadik is Nifta, it's also Mechapah for our avers. Asks the floor, and there are floor, the Pinchas Horowitz, the Rebbe of the Tzam Sofer, if that's the reason for the connection between Mises Tzadikim, Mises of Miriam, and the Por Aduma, then why does the Torah wait and give Mises Miriam here by Por Aduma? The Parsha of Kabbalos was back in Vayikra and Tzav. It should have been there. That should have been the real Smichas. That's where the Torah should have juxtapositioned the Misa of Miriam and the Kabbalos. Of course, Miriam was Nifta here and not back in Vayikra and Tzav. So what's so special about the Por Aduma's Mechapa? Zokta Haflo. Chazal tell us, Tzadik Ovad, L'doyer Ovad. If a Tzadik is Nifta, then he's lost, not only that Tzadik is lost, but the Doyer is lost. That generally, there's a Prises HaKovad and Tzidkes and Kedusha in that particular Doyer. And as we find, the Tzadik is Megan on the Doyer. The Tzadik protects that Doyer. Because we find, the Gemara Zot in Tanis, Kol Oilam Nizem B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The Gemara says, the whole world is in the schus of Chanina ben Ida, that's of Chanina ben Doisu, who was a tzaddik adoyer, and kom shefa bo loilam al yodoy. The whole bounty that there is in his generation comes via the tzaddik. So therefore, if you lose a tzaddik, chalila, so there's a certain amount of shefa which has been lost in that doyer. Because it's the tzaddik that brings this great light the spiritual light and the Kedusha to that door. As we find by Eliyahu HaNavi, when Eliyahu HaNavi went up to heaven, the Nevi'im lost a certain madrega of their Nevi'is. Therefore, when a tzaddik dies, the tzaddikim in his doya suffer, because there's less Kedusha and less light in the world. And that's why we talk and say a Kaddish. The Indian of Kaddish is Yiskadal Yiskadish Shemei Rabba. We ask Hashem, he should bring back this Kedusha which we lost through the demise of that tzaddik. And therefore, we daven that Hashem should replace the Kedusha. As the Zohar Kodesh writes, when a tzaddik dies, state in Zohar, an interesting word, many Rishoim who should have died because of their riches are saved from death in the schus of that tzaddik. So the Zohar, it's a toivah lefi shor. It's a momentarily, a temporary toivah for the Rosho in the schus of the tzaddik. So we see Mises Tzaddikim is comparable to the Por Aduma. Because in the same way that the Por Aduma is metames atohoim and metames atmeim, which we don't understand, that Mises Tzaddikim has the same koyach. It's a toivah for the Roshoim on one hand, but on the other hand, it has a negative effect for the Tzaddikim. Now let's go over Bezat Hashem, as much as time allows, to try and explain the Indian of the Mei Meriva. The Shari Aaron, the famous Sefer Shari Aaron, tries with 25 Perushim, he goes through 25 explanations to try and explain what the chet was. Agav, you see, the fact that there isn't just one aveir, one reason, what went behind the chet of Meimim, shows us how small in our madrega the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Because if it would be a major chet, there would be one time for it. Hey, you see that the Rishonim and Nachronim katzen zusammen, they scratch together so many, many explanations, shows us in our madrega vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, how small. So when we talk about the Chet Meimim, we have to realize this, that in our madrega vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chet was really so small. But still Moshe Rabbeinu had to pay for it, as we know. He wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Meimim. So our first port of call to explain the Meimim must be Rashi. Rashi in Chumash. Rashi learns that Moshe was looking for the right cellar. As Rashi explains, he searched to bring out the right cellar to get the water out. So the Yidden asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Marishtana, what difference does it make to you which rock you bring out water from? Abi, we get water, we're thirsty, we're chalashing. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. Shimel no hamoirim. He lost his temper. He said, listen here, you rebels. Hamin hasela hazeh noitzim no hamoirim. Do you think I'm going to be able to produce water from this rock? It's not just this rock, any rock. It's the rock that Hashem wants me to find, to bring out. And I don't know, Moshe Rabbeinu said at the time, he didn't know because he lost his temper, he didn't know which the right rock was to produce the water. So what actually happened was, Moshe and Aaron did speak to the rock, as Hashem told them to with the Bartem El Asela. Only what happened was he spoke to the wrong rock. Because he lost his temper, bolichal kaz, bolichal tos. If somebody loses his cool, he gets into a temper, he makes mistakes. The most simplest things which normally he would get right, he slipped up on. But Hashem told him with the Bartem, he heard that quite clearly, and yet he went and he hit the rock. With the Bartem, to speak to it, and he slipped up and he hit the rock.
Sorry, he spoke to it or he hit it?
Wait. Hashem told him with the Bartem and Asena. So he took the stick, stayed in Bozik, Vayachas Atzela.
He lost his temper.
Shimono Amoyim, he said.
He lost his temper.
Shimono Amoyim, listen here, a normal person. In a normal conversation, you don't say Shimono Amoyim. If I were to say to you, Shimono, listen here, you rebel. I mean,
that doesn't mean you lose a temper. Where's your temper?
He certainly wasn't in a jokey mood when he said that, that's for sure. And therefore, so by hitting, what happened was, by hitting the rock, what happened was, the Sforim write, a few drops did come out. A few did come out. Only in his temper, he hit it again. Shteit naim posit vayetzu maim rabim. A lot of water came out. So basically, Rashi's shitta is, Rashi holds, that instead of speaking to the rock, he lost his cool by saying Shimono Hamoyim, and that was his chet. The Maral adds onto Rashi that these two aveyas of Moshe losing his cool and hitting the rock is really one big aveyah. Namely, it was a chson in emun in Hashem. Because since he lost his cool, he certainly wasn't besimcha. And if you're not besimcha, you lose your temper. If you lose your temper, you lose it. You don't know, you haven't got your das. You lose your min in Hashem. As the Torah says, the Torah himself says, Eidos, Yan loy hemantem bi. Because you didn't have this emuna in me, like tisheni. So Hashem talked of Moshe for not having emuna in him. As we learned the Maral Pshat in Rashi. The Ramban has got a different approach. The Ramban writes in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, another vision, that the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was because he said, Hamin hasela hazeh noitzi lochem moim. He put it down to his own koichus. For is it from this rock we, noitzi, us, Moshe and Aaron, will we produce water? Instead of saying, as we find by the Slav, the Pasuk says, Yoitzi Hashem lochem be'er boso lechoil. He should have stressed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. Not Cholina that Moshe Rabbeinu thought for one moment that it's his koyach. He wasn't all, he certainly didn't think koyach yoitzim yodi osin yesachayin hazeh. But yet for the Hamoin Am, for the public at large, it appeared as if he is producing the water by saying Hamin Hasel Hazeh noitzi lechem water. Moin. And that fits in very nicely in the pasuk whereby it says Yan lo hemantem bi. You didn't believe in me, because he stressed the word noitzi instead of yoitzi Hashem. Or when the pasuk carries on, it says lo kitashtem moitzi. You didn't bring me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the picture. The Rivosh, another Rishon, writes that the chet was here more to do with Klal Yisrael than Moshe Rabbeinu. But since Moshe Rabbeinu was the manik, so he's an orer for Klal Yisrael, the Rivosh tells that Klal Yisrael should have davened for water. As we find that the Klal Yisrael did daven. Whenever there was an Eitz Tzora, they davened. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at one stage by Kriyas Yamsov, he told them, stop davening. Because then, as the Sfarim write, that wasn't the time anymore to daven. They had to do a maaseh, they had to jump in, they had to show Messias Nefesh with the Kriyas Yamsov. So the problem, says the Rivosh, was Klal Yisrael didn't daven. And that was the time to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu should have impressed upon Klal Yisrael, look, you're an Eitz Tzora, you've got no water, daven to Hashem. What's happened with our tefillahs? Let's daven. And therefore, he lost his temper, the Rivosh adds, and he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The Netziv has got another Mahalach. The Netziv writes, when Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, V'dibaltem el ha-sela, he never meant that they should speak to the rock. After all, the rock is a doimim. The rock is an abstract object. And it could well be, I don't know if the Netziv means that, but Lanias Dati, maybe one could say, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken directly to the rock, could have been a Shaila of Avodah Zarah. Yes. And the Medaktik Yemam Medaik, the Posik doesn't say V'dibartem L'Sela. Because we're not allowed to speak to the rock. The same thing, the Moshe, if you go on a Beis HaChaim, you're down by a keva. By a close relation or by a tzaddik. The Sforim right, the Matefayim brings down, you shouldn't daven to the keva, because could be an inyan of Doya Shalamesim. And Cholili, you're making an avodah zarah of the keva of the mess. You should look in your siddur, look in your whatever it is you're using, and belibur should be l'shamayim. So no way did Hashem mean, says the Netziv, that Moshe should speak directly to the rock. Only the pshat is v'dibartem el ha-sela. At the rock he should speak. And what should he speak? Zok the Netziv, that's the Koyach HaTorah. He should have said that v'alocha. As we know, that the Shechina rests in Dalad Amas Shel Alocha. Had he said that v'alocha, Moshe Nan could have spoken in learning, so the Shechus HaTorah would have been Megim, and the Shechus HaTorah alone, Zok the Netziv, would have brought forth water. Sorry?
Ella
Sela means at the cellar, he touches. Doesn't say with the bottom, le cellar.
At the cellar is the other cellar.
El can mean a etzel as well. Not le seller. That's how you type. But it doesn't, the DUK it doesn't say the bantam le seller. That's the point. The Rambam in Shmoyne Pokim writes, Bezer Loshon, Hachet Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Hoyo, Shenota Letzad Hagzonus, similar as we said from the other Shoinim, he lost his temper, but almost Shimon Hamoyim, he says, Befeyush, by saying Shimon Hamoyim, listen, you rebels, he lost his temper. Dikdik Hashem Olof, Shiyeh Odom Kumoyu Koyes, Lifnei Adas B'nei Yisrael, B'mokim Shein Roi B'kaz. There was no need to get into a temper, and he did. Rabbeinu Nissim explains that it wasn't even a stum anger in the presence of just a few selected people. He was standing in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael watched Moshe Rabbeinu all the years, the 40 years, every tenor, every movement, every word he said was a shtik Torah. And that they learned from him, and that was his mistake. Reb Elia Lapin Zichroim Locha, he understands the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu in a different light. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'dibartim el ha-sela, he never meant that Moshe should chap a shmuz at the sela, at the rock. What he meant was that Moshe should speak a word of nevuah, because Lekom Novi Bizonka Moshe, Moshe was the greatest in nevias. He should have said a dibber of nevuas, which nobody could have matched him. And that Nevias, that could have been effective, and that could have brought the water from the rock. The problem was, however, that Rebellia says, and again in a similar as we learned before, that he lost his temper, and the Gemara zok, im chocham hu, chochmosam is talekes, v'im novi hu, is neviosam is talekes. If he's a chocham, he loses chochma by getting into a temper, and if he's a novi, he loses Nevias. Moshe Rabbeinu was both a chocham and a novi. He lost his chokhmah momentarily, and he lost his nevius. And as a result of that, he slipped up. There's a beautiful pshat from Reb Kiva Sofer. Reb Kiva Sofer is the mechaber from Tshuva's Da'as Sofer. He was the Presburger Rov and Einikel from the Chassam Sofer, of course. And he writes an amazing pshat in the Meimor Ivo. But before he gets to it, he asks a bomba kasha. We have Tfilas HaGeshem. Last day, Shmin HaTzeres with Sukkos, we daven for Geshem. Tfilas HaGeshem is really, it's really for Panosso. In those days, the farmers relied more for rain. We don't appreciate it. We're town people. But Geshem means Panosso. We daven for Panosso. Now, we say in the Piyutim there, in Tfilas HaGeshem, Al Hasela Hoch, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, Vayetzu Maim, and water came out. Then we all call out together, Betzit Koi, Choyin Chashas Maim. Faith of Kiva Sofa. Okay, Alasela Och Veitzumayim, that's 100% correct. He hit the rock and water came out. Oh, but to go and we should shout out, Betzitkoi Choyin Chashas Maim, where's the Tzitkis? Here we're dashing for nearly half an hour, we're condemning Cholila, we're trying to find where Moshe Rabbeinu went wrong in the Chet of the Meimor Ivo, and here we say in the Piyut, in Tfilas HaGeshem, in the Schus of the Tzitkis from Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem bring down rain, bring Parnosa, with the Tzitkis. Oh. Zog Teb Kiva Soifa, a beautiful pshat. He learns, he brings from the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer got rise to this, but we just haven't got the time for that. He brings down that back in Beshalach, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he kiso Ratzur. There he was told to hit the rock. There it's called Tzur. Zokhtem Chassam Sofer, with rise, that there, the water that came out from the Tzur was in the Schus from Miriam. Here, years later, by the Meimor Ivo, Hashem told Moshe with Dibartem el ha-sela, not Tzur, Sela, and that was in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Miriam was lifted, the Tzur, the water from the Tzur stopped, and it came back, the Be'er came back, even though it is called the Be'er Shel Miriam, but it's the water, Alim Be'er Be'enu Lo, came back in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu isn't mentioned here in the Shiras Hamayim, because of the water, because he had the oil. Because of Midr, we don't want to mention Moshe. At any rate, Zogda Das Sofer, that's the pshat. This is the tzitkis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody knew that the schus of in Miriam's schus was nowhere near as great as Moshe Rabbeinu's schus. Bechlal Moshe Rabbeinu had more schusim than Miriam. It's obvious. So in his tzidkes, this is the what we call out the tzidkoy kohen hashemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to hide the fact that his tzidkes was more than Miriam. So he dafke hit the rock to bring himself down onto the madrig of Miriam, because by Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu was told v'hikisa batzur, and that was in the schus of Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do the same, to hide his tzidkes, that people shouldn't think that his tzidkes is so much greater than Miriam. And that's why he taka dafke, he hit the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock. What? If you call it, it was like an aver lishma, you can call it. An aver lishma. The Nesidah Sholom, the Slana Merebetz Chayim Locha, he is also comes along and he raises all these problems, why in B'Shalach we find Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and here he hit it twice, and Yan Lahim Antimil Akdisheni, all the problems he raises. So he first says, he brings in the name of the Noam Alimelech. He brings in the Kasha from the Noam Alimelech, Ashtanka Kasha. He says like this, had Hashem, we've been learning, basically we've been learning that Moshe Rabbeinu was crossed with him because with Moshe, because he lost his temper. Zokta Noam Alimelech, had Hashem been really crossed with Moshe Rabbeinu because he hit the rock, then really no water should have come out at all. That should have been annoying. You're told to speak to it and you go and hit it. So Hashem says, finished, no water. But that's not what happened. Water did come out. Oh, at the first time he hit it, water did come out. And then he hit it the second time, by Yetzumayim Rabim. And so therefore, in other words, what happened was, this shows us that Hashem rested his Shekhinah with Moshe Rabbeinu to produce water. Because had Hashem taken away the Shekhinah completely from Moshe Rabbeinu, no water should have come out at all. As Chazal tell us, Le'ovid kutshe beruchen nisa l'shikra. Hashem doesn't perform nisim for no rhyme and reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for a time behind it. And we have a klal by tzaddikim. It says they do the works on Hashem. Tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says in Chulin, tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe to call al yodom. Nothing can go wrong if a tzaddik does something. And then he brings from the tzaddiki emes, where do you draw the line with Hishtadlis and Emunah? Because after all, the Taina was on Moshe, Yana Hashem, and Lashalohem, Mantem be. So he says that, he brings the Medrash. We find by Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, Ani Yoshon Al Mitosi, Va'ata Oisa. Chizkiyahu was on the top Madrega of Emunah and Hashem. He said, I'm prepared to go to bed, and I leave everything to you. The Chovis of Ova says, we can't do that. You can't fold your arms and sit to tell them, money will come down through the ceiling. We have to do our Ishtadlis. But Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high madrega, he didn't need to do any Ishtadlis. So, and therefore he says, he explains that, when Yaakov Avinu sent Matonis to Yosef, who was viceroy in Mitzrayim at the time, he told the children, go and take down Ma'at Tzoi or Ma'at Tevash. I ask you, Avos, is that a covet? You go down to a king and you give him a handful of psomach shmek psomim, a little bit of alek for a honig, does nishka covet? You bring him a nice box wrapped up in beautiful paper with a ribbon on top, and they are covet. But the pshat is Yaakov Avinu was on the madrig at the time because he was so fatzorist. He wasn't on the top madrig of Emunah. He had to do ishtadlis. So he did a little bit of ishtadlis. He did ma'atzuri or ma'atdavash to show that there is a little bit of ishtadlis there. And he brings in the sefer, the name of the sefer Bas Ayin from the Zohar Kodesh. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Betach Bashem, Vasei Toiv, Shoim Ba'oretz. In other words, the main koyach of betochen is that we have to have betochen in order to live in Eretz Yisrael. As we all know, to live in Eretz Yisrael, especially nowadays, you need gevaldige emunah and betochen. Now we can understand, he says, where Moshe Rabbeinu, in his madrega, where he went wrong. How we understand it. Because Hashem wanted the ness of the water should come out of the rock through pure emunah and betochen. And that would be as a result of speaking to the rock. By speaking to the rock, that would have caused a tremendous kiddush Hashem through Emunah. Horaya, because Hashem told him off and said, Yan Hashem lo yeh mantem bilak disheni. Had you spoken, there would have been this great Emunah. Only again Moshe Rabbeinu and his tzidkas realized that Klal Yisrael weren't on this high madrega of Emunah. He had to come down to their madrega of Hishtadlis. Hishtadlis means do an action. Therefore he dafka had to hit the rock to come down on the madrega of Hishtadlis. And that's why, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him off, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimino HaMoyim, and that's happened what later on happened. So, that's all we've got time for now. So, the Yotzen, the Baruch Hashem should help us. We should try and strive to the Madrega of pure Emunah, and not to come unto Hashtadlis, and we should all be zoichet to see the Ula Shalem and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Barachmim, Yodolim, Bimheir, B'Yomeinu, Amen.